Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Shit Show Saturday. Shit Show Saturday, folks. How's it going? Do we still have a pulse? Did everyone survive Thanksgiving? I'm happy to report that everyone in the Shit Show community survived and have lived to tell the story. So you're going to get to hear our meeting from last night. We're debriefing Thanksgiving. If you didn't, and we're just going to get on with it, but I just want to say, if your Thanksgiving sucked, if it didn't go as planned, or you think it could have gone better, if you are feeling anxious about, you know, Christmas coming up and Hanukkah and the New Year's and all that stuff, it's time for you to damn the Join Shit Show. And if none of those things apply to you, it's still time for you to damn the Join Shit Show. Give it a damn go, okay? Give it a little spin for less than a dollar a day. Just dip a toe in. Yeah, you, the one that's been wanting to join for forever, enough already. And damn the join. See the link in the show notes. Also, please give me a little follow on Instagram, the TikTok, at Adult Child Pod. And last but not least, whatever you do, please give me a 5-star rating on Apple and Spotify. Thank you. Love you all.
They say that I should damn the join shit show. They say that that's where people go to heal. They say that I'll feel seen and heard like I have never felt before. So I'm going to damn the join right now.
The magic of gratitude and acceptance. Gratitude and acceptance are two magic tricks available to us in recovery. No matter who we are, where we are, or what we have, gratitude and acceptance work. We may eventually become so happy that we realize our present circumstances are good, or we master our present circumstance and then move forward into the next set of circumstances. If we become stuck, miserable, feeling trapped, and hopeless, try gratitude and acceptance. If we have tried unsuccessfully to alter our present circumstances and have begun to feel like we're beating our head against a brick wall, try gratitude and acceptance. If we feel like all is dark and the night will never end, try gratitude and acceptance. If we feel scared and uncertain, try gratitude and acceptance. If we've tried everything else and nothing seems to work, try gratitude and acceptance. If we've been fighting something, try gratitude and acceptance. When all else fails, go back to the basics. Gratitude and acceptance work. Today, God, help me let go of my resistance. Help me know the pain of a circumstance will stop hurting so much if I accept it. I will practice the basics of gratitude and acceptance in my life and for all my present circumstances. So I had a few really good days, hurrah, and then I just like completely went down the shitter on Tuesday night. I was trying to work on that podcast episode. I just started getting like more frustrated, panic, and the dialogue in my head became so nasty. Even a little bit of like suicidal ideation. It was really overwhelming. And I woke up yesterday and there's just a lot coming up for me right now. And I'll share about today. So my parents, we were going to have dinner at, they made a reservation for dinner tonight at 4. And I knew there was like an 80% chance that like it probably wouldn't happen. And so I texted my mom earlier in the day, like, hey, or, you know, happy Thanksgiving, see you later. I heard nothing. And then I texted her like an hour before the reservation and I heard nothing back. And then it was 4 and she texted me like, yeah, we're here. And so then I said, all right, I'll be there in 15 minutes. I thought you guys were standing me up. So then she calls me and she sounds drunk and was just like, why didn't you just come directly to the restaurant? And I said, because I didn't hear back from you. And so then I got off the phone and then my dad called me and basically was like, your mom's drunk. You probably don't want to come. It's like trying to work through this childhood stuff while also like simultaneously still having stuff going on in the present and this just demise of my family and the feeling of guilt and shame that I haven't like completely unhooked from them at this point, like still being somewhat trapped in the dysfunction. And there's just been so much fucking loss and abandonment over the past. And I can go the poor me route, or I can go the look how fucked up you are inherently flawed and unfixable route, or I can come to the place of gratitude and acceptance and really trust that what I'm going through has to happen in order for me to heal and grow, because it's never not been my experience. And I just want to extend my deepest gratitude to you all for letting me know that it's okay to not be okay. There's this part of me that just feels like I should have it all together, you know, that I should be much, 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 much further along. And this pressure I put on myself to feel the need to always, you know, like say something profound or super healing. And you guys show me that it's okay to not be okay. So that's where I'm at. Share about whatever the hell you want. Happy, sad, whatever. The meeting's yours. And if you have a nice day with your family, you should share that too. You know, we're happy for you. So don't feel like you can't share if you had a nice day.
Oh, I spent my first Thanksgiving by myself today. And it was amazing. It was like so awesome.
Yeah.
I had decided it on Sunday. Yeah, I think it was like all coming up like on Sunday's meeting. And I was like, a mess. Yeah. And then even like to get here to just like have the day to myself, it was like super challenging, but I had it and it was just like easy and drama free. And I was just by myself. I caught up on Real Housewives. I cleaned my kitchen. I made my favorite stuffing and cranberry sauce. It was great. And then something really like fun and joyful happened last night. So I was also like feeling a little bit sad about not spending it with my son, but for whatever reason, like, I think we were both kind of just like, it's another day, you know, because I said, oh, like, I'm going to miss you. He's like, one day you're going to miss me. I'm like, well, yeah, miss you. But I was like, oh, we won't have like Thanksgiving dinner together, but not that big of a deal. So we were coming, we live in New York City, and we were coming home on the subway last night. And there was a huge water main break. And there was like tons of delays on the trains. And then he like passed out. He was like so tired. And then there was like, he just was like on the floor, passed out, and I couldn't wake him up. There was like people that were like gonna like almost like stampede on him, but I was trying to protect him. So anyway, I was like, oh my God, this is so stressful. And we were like transferring trains, and I was like, I cannot wait to just get home. And someone like on one of the platforms was like, hey, it's Thanksgiving on the train. Then I looked in, and there was tables set up. There was like 8 tables set up all through the subway cars. And then they had like a full like Thanksgiving dinner, and they had decorated. So I was like, you know what? I'm like, let's do this. I don't know. It's just like so, just like super random and like just really fun. And we ended up having so much fun. And then so we got our Thanksgiving dinner together, and just like rode the train to the end of the line and back. And I'll share in the chat, there was like a bunch of like press there. And then we were like featured in all these like articles and other things. So it's like very like random and funny, but it just felt like, so, I don't know, just like letting things like happen or just doing things like a little differently. And maybe like there was space created for some joy and some fun. So yeah, I'm feeling good right now. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm one of those persons that had a really lovely day. Yeah, since I don't have contact with my family of origin, I don't have that drama. Part of that drama was not just them and their sometimes manipulative behavior. Sometimes it was my reaction to it also created like an internal drama. So I guess maybe I can thank them for that not happening inside me. So yeah, the holiday was my husband who loves to cook. So he, you know, he's in the kitchen all day, but that's where he loves to be. And my two stepsons and their girlfriends. And my oldest stepson, let's see, 9 months ago, and some of you, I'm sure I've shared this before, drank and drove and hit someone else, and one of the passengers in that vehicle died. And since then, I mean, this is my stepson's story, and it's awful. He's definitely going to jail. It's just a question of for how long. But since then, he's in AA, and he left early from our house today to go to another meeting. He goes to meetings every day. And I watch he and my husband and my other stepson, I watch how they hold space and how they show up for one another now. And it's really, to me, it's like a miracle. So my husband, like I've said, you know, he's like Clint Eastwood, you know, he's anger and laughter, the only two emotions that he shows. He feels the other ones, he just does not express them. And he's come a long way. And, you know, these are his sons. But this, out of this tragedy comes this, I don't know, just this really beautiful willingness to be vulnerable among other men, you know. And I feel like I shouldn't even bear witness. I feel like I shouldn't be able to see this unfolding in front of me. But I also think I kind of need to, because I didn't have men like this in my life growing up. So I'm really grateful that I'm not grateful that this happened, you know, what happened, but I am grateful at how my stepson is responding to this tragedy and how my husband and my other stepson are responding to him. And it just feels like a gift from the gods. So I feel really good. Yeah, in a humble kind of way. I won't get too excited about it because as an ACA, we don't get too excited. But yeah, thank you.
I lost my voice. So my birthday is today, and thanks for posting about that, Andrew. I appreciate it. How it often happens like this, my birthday is usually on or around Thanksgiving, so it's always kind of like overlooked, or like, you know, there's usually like a lot of stress around the holidays, and so it's like I look forward to it, but I also dread it, and like it's kind of like I get like weird mixed emotions about it. It's like it's all like twisted up in my head. But I think it is kind of fitting that it like landed on Thanksgiving. I mean, most years, but in particular this year, I have this like thing that I do. I'm someone who likes lists. I really like organizational stuff like that. And so I started this thing like, I don't know, years ago, or like on my birthday, I would try to find like a number of things that I'm grateful for that's like years that I am old. So like 31 years old today. So I was like, okay, gotta find like 31 things that I'm grateful for. So sort of like in tandem with Thanksgiving. So it kind of becomes this like little treasure hunt throughout the day that, I mean, 31 is a lot, you know, and they don't have to be big things. It can be like small things. Like I put chocolate chips on my oatmeal this morning. I was like, hey, I'm grateful for chocolate. That's cool. And I don't know, like I do try to do the gratitude practice throughout the year every day, find a couple things, and like eventually, you know, lose steam and you're renaming a lot of the same stuff and it's like, whatever. But it felt particularly poignant today because I was like being a bit of a drama queen about the whole like Thanksgiving birthday thing just yesterday. I was like throwing a little hissy fit about it. And then I thought it was like very along the lines of what you're saying, Andrea, like it's okay not to be okay. And I was beating myself up about the fact that I was upset about the fact that I was these two things that were overlapping. And it was like my very low expectations were still not being met. Come on, guys. Like the bar is so low here. Can you like not? And and it ended up being a really lovely day. And I guess my kind of the difference being that like I was really looking for those like gratitude moments throughout the day, and you know, big or small, there were little wins. There were a lot of things that I could have fixated on, like the fact that I'm going on week two of being sick, and that really sucks. And like there's some other things going on, but ultimately it was like, okay, today I chose to look past that and like be grateful and, you know, use that sort of like positive shift. And I know like I don't want to be all Miss Pollyanna and like wish it away, because I know there are days that that works and there's days that that doesn't. So, but today it seemed to work. So that's a win, and I'll take that. Thanks for letting me share.
Yes, hello. So yeah, thanks for everything. And yes, I'm newer to this community, but I'm very grateful that it exists and that it's okay to not be okay. And I mean, just the fact the word shit show is anywhere involved kind of validates plenty for my needs, sums me up most of the time. Mostly on Thanksgivings, I usually spend them alone. And while it's protective, you know, it has been in the past, it can also go the other direction of like self-pity, you know, and like our wishing for things to be different, you know, it's like the end of the recipe for suffering. I wish that I had a family. I wish I had a capacity to have intimate relationships where it's all good, you know, and all that good stuff. And I know what it's like to not have any tools to cope with that and incapacity to be with that. But for me, like a lot of it, I loved for my family from home today with a FaceTime video, and that was perfect. You know, it was just enough. But it's for me, a lot of it is like, I have memories as a kid of like warm Thanksgivings of when I was really young, especially of like being around the family. And before I couldn't really, there was stuff that happened, don't get me wrong, but that day it was good, you know? And so I think for me, there's like grief in that, the loss of that sense of that feeling. I always thought like it'd be easier if I didn't have any of that. And I was like, you know, the chain to the radiator situation, like left for days in the basement. And like, I just had no reference to anything good because I do have that. I have some reference to things that are good. So there's a lot of loss because the things just didn't turn out to where that kept going in my life. I didn't integrate that as an adult. And so I think I have a lot of grief with that. That I don't probably give enough airtime because this time of year I started getting into that like train of thought of, you know, the stories come up. And one thing, like I practice a lot of Buddhism, and not to sound religious or anything, but just that like the Buddha talked about like, I think also the second arrow, like there's an initial pain of something that happens. Like you get shit with an arrow and it's like, oh man, this really hurts. But see, the second arrow would be like, I'm not going to pull this arrow out until I found out who did it, what kind of arrow it was, what wood it was made of. And you know, all these like details about it. Then you have the second arrow and it keeps going like third and fourth and fifth. But for me, it's like, there's like the things that happened and my reaction to it. And that's where the ACAs help to like see, like usually it's my inner kids or, you know, some reverberation going on there, some triggering. But I don't know. It's just something that I was thinking about today. It's like one meditation teacher I like, he says, you know, right now it's like this, you know, right now it's like this. And that's helpful sometimes, but sometimes, I don't know, other things help. But what I did different today is I went to an AA, like, intergroup free meal thing. And usually I'm a agoraphobic type person of the past, like, definitely not going to do that stuff. So I did something different, hung out with other people that were just as socially awkward as I was. And it interrupted that train of thought of, you're a loner, you're a piece of shit, you never do anything, blah, 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 blah. Well, I did that. It's like, take that. Like, Pete Walker, he said, you got to, like, tell your inner critic the fuck off, you know? There's so much like fluffy stuff in my Buddhist practice, but, like just be kind. You know, it's like, no, like sometimes I need to like put that thing in its place. So I appreciate you all very much. And this is, well, hopefully we'll keep going. Thanks.
Okay, shit show dudes, you can tune out. This is for my fellow shit show ladies. Are you going through perimenopause or menopause? I'm not quite there yet, but I know that I have plenty to look forward to. Feeling like a wet sock driving down the highway. Night sweats. Poor sleep. Feeling tired all the time. Bloating. Gas. Man, can't wait for this shit. Now, if that is applicable to you, then you have to try Hormone Harmony. So Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 fucking seconds, okay? Now, Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work. Now, for my younger shit show women like myself, if you struggle from that vicious week before your period, you want to crawl out of your skin, experience cravings, want to eat everything in the damn house, you feel a little bit down or off, well, Happy Mammoth also has a product for you to make it easier to manage your PMS with their Estro Control. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code adultchild at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code adultchild for 15% off today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, so I shared on Tuesday, and I know nobody else ever does this, but I've been like questioning, was I too dismissive with what I said? Because I was making this thing about how after all these years, I've come to just think of this is just another day and a day off. And I really questioned, was I like flippant about that? And I know, like I said, we all question what we say and did we present it the right way? But I've thought about it a lot since then and read a couple other people's posts about finding gratitude and not having to endure holidays with the people that made them so stressful. And kind of in line with this reading tonight, gratitude and acceptance are so appropriate for me, I guess, in this time of my journey, because it was really brutal in the early years, like especially the first year or two. I got a lot of grief and a lot of guilt, and I was very wrapped up in, you know, what used to be and what should be happening. And I guess where I'm at now is I am really grateful that I can look back and see that I did make a trade. You know, there was pain in separating from my family, obviously. There was loss and grief, but it was a trade because I get to claim peace and quiet on days like this. And I get to embrace that no one is micromanaging what I'm doing at every moment and every turn, and then criticizing the food that I produced. And also in line with the, it's okay to not be okay, there's an acceptance that I'm really trying to grasp there as well, because I feel every day that I'm not where I should be, that I should be further in this journey, that I should have accomplished more, yada, yada, yada. I mean, again, it's something we can all relate to, but I'm really trying to keep the thought present in my mind that I am okay right where I'm at. I show up for meetings every week. You know, I engage as much as I'm able to. I am fully committed to my recovery, both with my therapist and here in group. And I am just wanting to grab on to gratitude and acceptance for where I'm at right now, that I can be stuck or plateaued or whatever the hell this is. And it doesn't have to be failure. It doesn't have to be going in reverse. It can just be where I'm at right now, and it can be enough. And I can be grateful for the journey that I've had so far that got me here, that can help me recognize this. That's where I'm at. I'm glad to be here with all of you.
So I had a pretty quiet Thanksgiving. My son, he was with his dad today, and I had an invite to go there, but that's just not for me. And I knew that. So I talked to my son about it. He was cool with it. I can't remember what group I share and what, but I want to say it was this one, like this time. I don't know. But I left my ex, like a pretty toxic situation, about a month and a half ago. Well, I got a call a few weeks ago that my dog, which he had, was in heat and he couldn't do it. So I hurry up, get her into the vet, get her fixed, you know, fast forward. There's complications. She ripped her stitches, all this. So I've had to be there the last like week and a half to be there with her because I don't have anywhere to take her. And that was just like, I felt like I had to choose between like toxicity in my dog, and I chose the dog, obviously, but it came with all the toxicity. And like this morning, it was like at like 4 o'clock in the morning. It was just a whole bunch of wild, just this is why I left type stuff, because he's like stunts my growth. Like every time I get around it, like I get right back to stuck. And so now I have nowhere to go because I just can't leave my dog. Like, I'm not that person. I just can't leave my dog. Like, so we're camping out in the car tonight, and I know it sounds crazy, but I'm really grateful because, like, it was just me and her. Like, we just drove around. We were so hungry. There's nothing open around here. So then we stopped to get gas, and there's this Hardee's, and it was open, and it was the best thing ever. We got, like, chicken tender meals, and we were just, like, fat-kidding it up in the car, and now we got the heat on because it's only, like, 32 degrees here, but we got our blankies and pillows, and it's a shitty situation, but I know it's going to get better, and I'm just so grateful to have her. Like, I'm just so grateful because, obviously, I didn't want to be alone, but I didn't really want to be around people either. So my little girl is perfect. I don't know. I just feel like I haven't shared in a while, and I've been holding a lot in, so I decided, and I'm glad you called me out because I totally took my hand down. I was second guessing it. So thank you for doing that. I know I'm just grateful so much for you guys in this group. So I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving Day. I just have a couple of things I want to share. And the topic in the reading or about acceptance and gratitude is really, really appropriate for me today. First, I did something I haven't done, and I shared that the last time. Instead of going to dinner with my family, my chosen family, I've been in a dinner group for about 10 years. We meet once a month, and I chose to go to that because, well, quite simply, it's a different group of people. The expectations of me and how they know me are very different from my chosen family who've had to call the paramedics when I was in a clunking, sick, thought I was dying episode. But this is casual, it's friendly, it's chit-chat. And I suffered a lot with guilt, et cetera. But I went, and it was exactly what I needed. I was pleasant chit-chat. And I was able to say, you know, I've got to go. I've got a Zoom meeting at 5:30. So perfect alignment. And now I'm here. The significant thing for me about making that choice is exercising my own agency. I realize how much I have never done it in my entire life. The other thing I realized, because I've been taking the last 2 weeks to myself for total self-care. So a lot has been resolved, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that. The big one, my daughter. I have one child. She's 41. We're estranged. We're going into our 10th year. She's a meth addict. I hope she's recovering. But I suffer over it. I have guilt. When she left, she pointed to all her baby pictures that I had as a gallery on the wall and said, "See all this? This is evidence of your failure as a mother." So I struggle with that. I struggle. I wrote a letter telling her, you know, essentially, I'm sorry, I'm getting treatment. But this is what came to me. My daughter and I used to tell each other a story about being in heaven together. And we chose this life to be together. And that God was asking for someone who wanted to take on a hard growing task. So she and I were acquaintances at that time, and we agreed to go together. So I went back to that, and I believed it when I said it to her. I believe it still. And I realized something. The first time I shared about her here, I was saying, oh, I don't know what's wrong. How could I be a bad mother? You know, she wanted ballet. I approved. She wanted violin lessons. She wanted to go to camp. And what I realized is I was choosing to do the best that I knew would make a child successful in America. Quite frankly, growing up in poverty, and seeing the little white girls take ballet, etc. I learned in childhood that those things, if you could have access to those things, they would make a difference in your life. And then, of course, being in this community, I've learned they don't. But that's what led me. So that was a breakthrough. I had never intended malice to her. I never neglected her. But for what I did, it was fraught with problems in my own unmitigated adult child issues. So, okay, so I believe in the story that we told each other. And then the next thing is, I believe I'm on a path that where I am now is where I'm supposed to be, that being in this community is, at this moment, is perfection for me, if there is perfection in this moment, and that the things that are happening to me, they're part of my growth and learning. And so I have learned a great deal. And then it hit me, and it's just today. Why am I not giving her that same blessing? Why am I not giving her the same blessing that she is on a path that the choices that she's made for herself, they're part of what it is that she needs to work on, and that it's my ego that says, if I give her all these material things, then that means that she will have a perfect life. So that's my ego. That's my issue of control, which I've done, you know, as I'm not going to have a life like my parents had, no matter what. So I realize my ego is not allowing her to have that gift. For me, that is radical acceptance in this moment. And I am so grateful because I can say this to you all, and it feels, I want to use the word clean and clear, is I have no doubt that what I'm, the understanding that I've come to now is where I need to be. And that all this, the suffering and the self-doubt, it's made me a stronger person. Because in fact, through several past life regressions, et cetera, one of my challenges has been, big time, among other things, self-doubt, no belief in myself. So I'm born into circumstances that don't make it challenging for me to believe in myself. And then I have this child who grows up, and it is through her that I have moved away from utter self-doubt. I don't doubt that I did, based on my knowledge and experience of the world, what little girls should have, that they should go to college, that they, et cetera. And so it's a blessing for me to share this. This is a Thanksgiving. I'm giving thanks to the universe. I'm giving thanks to God. I'm giving thanks to this community. I'm giving thanks to Andrea. When I hear you, I want to go have a chat with your mother and father and tell them how wonderful you are. I want to tell you, be strong, girl, because you're doing it right. You're where you're supposed to be. And this is hard work. And it is pleasant some days, and it's brutal others. But think of you and how far you've come. Think of when having a podcast, not an adult child podcast, but just a podcast, when that was a thought. And probably it was terrifying and filled with doubt. But look at you now. You know, you got groupies. I'm an Andrea groupie. I can admit it. I'm not ashamed. I'm a groupie. You guys have done so much for my life. Again, I'm 75. I was taking myself out. We can always heal. The universe is on our side. God is on our side. And now that I'm open to it, I have people around me that I don't fear and that I love. This is a grand Thanksgiving for me. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Slow now.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.